Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Lamed Beis. We left off at the Mishnah on the top of daf Lamed Beis of Meralev. Today we're going to talk about the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. The Mishnah is going to tell us about the requirement to say those three special brachos in the Shemona Esrei of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. We're going to talk about which bracha we say Kedushas Hayom in. The Gemara is going to talk about how many psukim. The second Mishnah, rather, is going to talk about how many psukim for each we need of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, how many we need from Torah, from Nevi, and from Ksuvim. The Mishnah on the bottom is going to start to talk about the Seder HaPsukim, and on Amud Beis we're going to talk about which kinds of Psukim, what the rules are, which kinds of Psukim can be used for Malchus, Chodos, Shofros, which kinds of Psukim are automatically disqualified, what if a Pasuk has multiple themes, it has themes that cross over different sections of Malchus, Chodos, Shofros, can it count as two or only as one? And then toward the bottom of the Amud on Amud Beis, the second Mishnah on Amud Beis, or the first Mishnah on the base, but the second to last Mishnah on the page is going to talk about Shofar and Halal, which one gets done in Musaf and which one gets done in Shachris, and the Gemara is going to discuss why that is the case. So let us begin with the Mishnah on the top of Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Seder Brachos Omer, the order of Brachos that you say in the Musaf Shemona Esrei and Rosh Hashanah is as follows. Avos, Ugvuros, you start off normally that like you would any Shemona Esrei, with Avos, with Gvuros, Kedushas Hashem, with Atakadosh, the Kolal Malchios Imahin, but Kedushas Hashem gets altered, we include Malchios together with Kedushas Hashem, but Ve'ino Tokea, at that point in those first three brachos, we still have not been tokeya. And then we say Kedushas Hayom v'tokeya. Then we say a bracha about the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah, and we're tokeya at that point. Zichronos v'tokeya, Shofros v'tokeya. And we say a bracha of Zichronos with the tkia, with the set of tkios, and a bracha of Shofros with the set of tkios. So according to this opinion, we do not blow shofar. Rather, when we say Malchios, Malchios is together with Kedushas Hashem. We are only tokeya once we get to Kedushas Hayom. And then va'omer avoda va'alda birchas kohanim, we finish off as normal. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, "Yemeinu tokei l'malchios lama hu mazkir." Well, if you're not going to blow shofar by Malchios, why are you mentioning Malchios? The Gemara is going to explain exactly what he means to ask by this. What do you mean? Why are we mentioning Malchios? We're going to dash him from Sukkim that you have to say Malchios. But he's asking something along the lines of how could it be that you're going to say Malchios and not be Tokeya. Ella, rather, says Rabbi Akiva, here's what you do. Omer, Avos, Ugvuros, Ukedushas Hashem. So you start off the first three brachos completely normally, and you do not alter the bracha of Kedushas Hashem to include Malchios. Rather, V'kolol Malchios and Kedushas Hayom V'tokeya. In the fourth bracha, you include Malchios together with Kedushas Hayom. Everyone seems to agree that Malchios doesn't get its own bracha, but you include Malchios together with Kedushas Hayom, and you're Tokeya with that bracha, Zichronos v'tokea, v'shofros v'tokea, and then another set of tkios for Zichronos, and another one for Shofros, v'omer avodah v'odah b'rachos kohanim, and again, you finish off as normal. The Rishonim point out that the reason that L'chorot shouldn't have had to start out by telling us to say Avos and Gvuros, the controversy only begins with Kedushas Hashem, whether Kedushas Hashem is its own bracha, or Kedushas Hashem has Malchios together with it, but a group of Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ran, the Ritva, they all point out the reason that it mentions Avos and Gvuros is to tell us that we're not Mishana in Avos and Gvuros at all, that we don't change those brachas at all, even though we add in to the rest of the Tefillah, but those brachas were not most of anything. Like the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Lamedalid, Lo Yishal Adam Tzrachav Lo Begimel Rishonos V'lo Begimel Achronos. The staples of our Shemona Esrei are the first three and the last three, and we are not Shaul Tzrach, we don't ask for things that we need at any point during the first three brachos or the last three brachos. The reason that that's an important statement for the Rishonim to make is that it would turn out that adding in things like Zachreinu L'chaim and Micha Molcha is a mistake according to those Rishonim, L'chora, because it's going to turn out that you're being Shoel Tzrachav during the first three brachos of Shemona Esrei. Now the Torah quotes in the name of the Ri, from Tosfos and Maseches Brachos Daf Yud Beis that if that not only are you allowed to say these things, but if someone didn't say these things, Machzirin also, he has to actually repeat Shemona Esrei. And the Rush over there says he doesn't understand why you would ever have to repeat Shemona Esrei for skipping these things. They're certainly not mentioned in the Gemara, these additions. So if they're not mentioned in the Gemara, then you wouldn't have to be Chozer, and that's certainly how we paskin. So the Rishonim quote that in Maseches Sofrim, it says Beferish this minag that we mentioned Zichronos, Begimel Rishonos, and Begimel Achronos, and even those Bekoshi Hitiru, but we don't add in other ones. But it does turn out the Ritva writes that in our Mishnah, where we're medayik from our Mishnah not to be Mishan in the first brachos, that means that we have to say them, and they are ma'akev, and we shouldn't ignore the first three brachos. But these haskaros that we add in are not going to be ma'akev, and if someone wants to mention them, ein mochen biyadam. So there is some literature about why it is that we're allowed to add them in, but obviously our minig is to add in those extra tefillos within the first three brachos of Shemona Esrei. We also mentioned that we're kolol malchios. According to Rabbi Akiva, malchios gets included together with kedushas hayom, and then ritokeya. The tour says paskins like Rabbi Akiva, but he changes the lashon from the lashon of the Mishnah a little bit. The way the Mishnah had said it is kolol malchios im kedushas hayom. The tour says that we mentioned malchios and we're kolol imahem kedushas hayom. So it sounds like from the Mishnah that the ikar is kedushas hayom, and oh, by the way, you also include malchios together with kedushas hayom. The tour sounds like that the ikar is malchios, and we happen to be kolol kedushas hayom together with malchios. So even though they're saying the same thing in terms of what the bracha is, they seem to place the emphasis on a different part of the bracha. It's definitely some combination of malchios and kedushas hayom, but what's the ikar? So some of the achronim suggest that be'emes the ikar is the malchios, because the ikar of the bracha speaks about malchios, but we include kedushas hayom, and the reason the Mishnah uses the lashon where it sounds like kedushas hayom is the ikar is because once Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri used such a lashon when he described kedushas hashem, where we're calling malchios and kedushas hashem, and over there certainly kedushas hashem is the ikar bracha. So that's why Rabbi Kiva also in the Sefer says kolam malchios and kedushas hayom. It's just for consistency's sake. But the Torah is not quoting machlokas. The Torah is telling you what it is. So the Torah says we passing like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore kolam kedushas hayom im malchios. But malchios is certainly the ikar of the bracha. So says Gemara, we said in our Mishnah that Amar Rabbi Akiva meino tokei lemalchios lamuhumaskir, that Rabbi Akiva challenges Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and he says, I don't understand, if you're not going to be tokei for malchios, why do you bother mentioning malchios? So the Gemara says, what kind of question is that? Lamuhumaskir, Rachmana Amar Itkar. What do you mean, why do you mention malchios? The Torah says you have to mention malchios. That's why you mention it. What kind of question? Why do we mention malchios? Now, does the Torah say we have to mention malchios? Is that a din d'oraisa? The Rashba points out that mentioning malchios is not a din min haTorah; it's a din mit rabbanan. The Gemara is going to say later on on lamed dalet and beis that these brachos are drabbanan. So Rabbi Akiva's kasha seems like a pretty decent kasha. Why were they misakin to say malchios if you're not going to be tokeh with them anyway? So the Rashba explains that once the chums figured to be misakin to say malchios achronos shofros, and they made an asmachta on psukim to tell us to say malchios achronos shofros, so they made them ki'ilu heim shel Torah, as if they were dinim d'oraisa. Just like the Gemara had said earlier, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, imru lefanei broshonim malchios, kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. Meaning, what does it mean? Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, imru lefanei broshonim malchios, kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. That was the lashon the Gemara in Daf Tezayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it? It's a din d'rabanan. What do you mean, Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu never said to say malchios. But apparently we treated ki'ilu tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that based on the asmachta, we treated as if it was a tzivoy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, and therefore in a certain sense we treated as if the Torah did tell us to say malchios. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Why is Rabbi Akiva bothered that why we're saying malchios without blowing the shofar? That if we have an asmachta from the pasuk, which we take very seriously, that seems to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to say malchios. Ella lama eser. No, what the Rabbi Akiva really means to be asking is that if we're not going to blow shofar during Malchios, why do we have 10 psukim of Malchios? Lema tesha dehol vishtani ishtani. We should have only 9 psukim of Malchios, because once Malchios is different than Zichronos and Shofros anyway, in that we're not blowing shofar, so we should distinguish it in terms of the way we do Malchios as well, and maybe do only 9 psukim of Malchios instead of 10 psukim of Malchios. That was Rabbi Akiva's challenge, and that's why Rabbi Akiva says that it has to be that we do blow shofar when we say Malchios, and Malchios is together with Kedushas Hayom, not with Kedushas Hashem. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Minayin sha'omrim avos. How do we know that we're supposed to say a bracha of avos, the first bracha of Shemona Esrei on Rosh Hashanah? Shneimar havel Hashem b'nei elim, and Rashi points out lishna d'takifi. It's a lashon of the strong ones, and the strong ones are the avos. Minayin sha'omrim kvuros. How do I know we say the second bracha of Shemona Esrei on Rosh Hashanah? We say kvuros. Shneimar havel Hashem. Kavod va'oz, says Havel Hashem, kavod va'oz, oz is gevura. Uminayin shomer kedushos, how do I know that we say kedushos, so we say the third bracha? Shnemer, Havel Hashem, kavod shmo, shtach v'l Hashem, mahadus kodesh. And then the brisa goes on to say, and we'll see in a second, what the source is for the additional brachas that we add into Shemona Esrei and Rosh Hashanah. But the achronim are bothered. Do we really need a source to tell me that you say avos and gevuros and kedush Hashem on Rosh Hashanah? We say those things every day of the year. We learn it out from Pesukim and Maseches Megillah and Daf Yud Zayin and Beis that we say it throughout the year. So why do I need a separate limud dafka in Maseches Rosh Hashanah to tell me that we start off Shemona Esrei this way on Rosh Hashanah as well? So the Pnei Yeshua is Matari, it's based on the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara says that a person is not allowed to be Mesaper B'Shivcho Shel Makom more than Chazal were Mesakin in Shemona Esrei. Meaning, if a person were to just go on and on and on and start saying all the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there's an expression that Chazal have, Siyamta Shivchei Demarei. What, have you finished saying all the Shevach of Hashem? Could you ever finish saying all the Shevach of Hashem? Right? Yufinu Meli Shira Kayam L'Susin. If you, no matter what capacity we had, we would never be able to say all the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have a matir that the Anshei Knesset Gedolah were Mesakin these brachos, and that's matir us to say these shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not anything anything beyond those praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's logic to assume that once we already mentioned the shevach of Hashem in Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros, then maybe the first three brachos are no longer necessary, they're no longer operative. We already have the shevach of Hashem mentioned. So because we always have to be cautious to not mention the shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoser Midai, because that's going to make it look like we're trying to be Mesayim all the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why the Gemara says, no, even after we're Mesakein Malchus, Chronos, Shofros, we still say the first three brachos of Shemona Esrei normally, and that's not considered overdoing the Shevachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we need a source for that, so we're quoting these Pesukim as the source for that. So it says in Gemara, Minayin Shomer Malchus, Chronos, Shofros, the Braisa continues, and what's the source for saying Malchus, Achronos, Shofros? Rabbi Elazar Amar Dichsiv, Shabbaton, Zichron, Trua, Mikra, Kodesh. So the Pasuk says, Shabbaton, Zichron, Trua, Mikra, Kodesh. If we break down this Pasuk, word by word, we'll find a remazim, or we'll find allusions to the idea that we're supposed to say Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros, or at least two of the three. Shabbaton, Zeh Kedush Sayom. Shabbaton is the brach of Kedush Sayom. Zikaron, Elu, Zichronos. Zichron refers to Zichronos. Trua, Elu, Shofros. Mikra Kodesh, Kachei Bas Yes Malacha. Mikra Kodesh just means that we're not allowed to do Malacha on the Yantif. We should be Mekadesh the day with Nisr Malacha as well. Amal Rabbi Kivas. Rabbi Kivas says, Mipnei Malo Nemar Shabbason Shavos Shabbos Pasuk HaKazav Tchila. Why not say Shabbason means don't do Malacha? Meaning the first word in the Pasuk, how do you know that it means a bracha of Kedusha Sayom? Maybe that's the word that means don't do Malacha. Ella, rather, Rabbi Kivas says, Shabbason Kachei Bas Yes Malacha. That Shabbason, that's the reference to the Isser Malacha on Yom Tov. Zichron Elu Zichronos, Trua Elu Shofros, Mikra Kodesh Zu Kedusha Sayom. Mikra Kodesh is a reference to the bracha of Kedusha Sayom, and not to the Isser Malacha itself. Shabbason is the Isser Malacha. Now notice, in this brisa, we have not yet discovered why we say Malchios. We have an allusion in the Pasuk to Zichronos and Shofros, but not to Malchios. So we're going to get to that in a moment. Now the fact that the brisa darshins that Shabbason Zu Kedusha Sayom, that we have a Pasuk to tell me that there's Kiddush Hayom, that there's a requirement of saying Kiddush Hayom on Yontif, based on the pasuk that Torah Tamima points out, that it's a raya from here that the chiyuv of Kiddush on Yom Tov is in fact a chiyuv min haTorah, like the sheet of the Bahag and the Ritva, and not a chiyuv midrabanan, like the sheet of the Magen Mishnah in the 29th parak of Hilchos Shabbos. The Magen Mishnah writes that min haTorah there's no chiyuv of Kiddush on Yom Tov. The pasuk Zochers Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho is mechayiv Kiddush on Shabbos, but that's it. It's Zochers Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. It's not Yom Tov Lekadsho, that there's no chiyuv of Kiddush min haTorah on Yom Tov. So the Torah Tamim says beferish in our Gemara, not that way. You see in our Gemara that there is a din of Kiddush of Kiddush Sayom on Yantif, and we're dashing from Pasuk, so it must be that it's a din d'araisa. Now the truth is, some of the Achronim point out, it's not the greatest raya that it's a din d'araisa, because Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lazar also learned from these Pesukim that you have to do Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros, and Rov Rishonim assume, as we pointed out before, that that's only a requirement midrabanan, and the Pasuk is only in Asmachta Bialma. So if that's the case with regard to Kiddush on Yantif as well, you could say that the Pasuk is only in Asmachta, and that it's not a real drasha gemura mida oraisa minayin sha'omer malchios. The brisa continues though. How do I know that we're supposed to say malchios? We have psukim, we have words in the pasuk to teach me all of the other brachos. How do I know that we're supposed to say malchios? So tanya Rebbe Yomer ani Hashem Elokeichem. Pasuk says ani Hashem Elokeichem uksiv bechodesh hashvi zu malchus. So that's a reference ani Hashem Elokeichem, which is the lashon of ani Adon. Rashi says it's the lashon of Hakadosh Baruch Hu being a master. So that is malchios. Then we know that refers to Rosh Hashanah. It wouldn't then have to add Ani Hashem Elokeichem. What does it add when it tells me Ani Hashem Elokeichem? It's teaching me that whenever Zichronos is mentioned, Malchios always goes along together with Zichronos. So once you have a drasha to tell me that we say Zichronos and Rosh Hashanah, so Mimela, we're going to have Malchios together with the Zichronos. So, Vehechan Omer, the Kedush Sayom, and where do we say the Kedush Sayom in the Shemona Esrei? So, Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Ima Malchios Omra. Rebbe says we say Kedush Sayom together with the Malchios. That was the sheet of Rebbe Akiva in the Mishnah, that Kedush Hashem is a separate bracha, Kedush Sayom is together with Malchios. So, and he says, Mamatzinu Bekol Makom Berevius, Afkan Berevius. And the reason that Kedush Sayom is said together with Malchios, which is the fourth bracha of Shemona Esrei, meaning the first three brachos are the normal first three that you would always have, and then you have the middle three are Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros, but somewhere in those you're supposed to have Kedush Sayom. So he says the reason we put Kedush Sayom in the first of the middle three in Malchios is because we always have Kedush Sayom on Shabbos also as the fourth bracha of Shemona Esrei. Now on Shabbos we don't have a middle three, we only have a middle one, but on Shabbos that middle one is the fourth bracha Shemona Esrei, and that's the Kedush Sayom. So on Yontif also in Rosh Hashanah, and on Yontif it's also the fourth one, and it's the so on Rosh Hashanah also we put it as the fourth one. Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer Ima Zichronos Omer. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says no, Kedush Sayom should be in the middle of the middle three together with the Zichronos. Why? Because Mamatzin Bekol Makom Beemtza Afkan Beemtza. Don't look at the number. Don't look at which number bracha it is that it has to be the fourth bracha Dafka, but look at the placement of where Kedush Sayom is. On Shabbos there are seven brachos in Shemona Esrei, and Yontif there are seven brachos in Shemona Esrei, and Kedush Sayom is always right in the middle, smack in the middle. There are three before it, three after it. So on Rosh Hashanah, where there are nine brachos in Shemona Esrei, Kedush Sayom should also be smack in the middle. There should be four before and four after it. So that's why we mention it with Zichronos. Ukeshekichu Bezin Es Hashanah BeUsha, and when Bezin was Mekadesh the Shana in Usha, Yorod Rabbi Yochanan Baruch and Freyr Mishum Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan Baruch led the tefillah. Yarad is always lashon of leading the tefillah, because as we said, Mimamakim Kresicha Hashem, that the Baal tefillah, the Shliach Tzibur, always had a lower place in the shul where he would daven from. So he would daven for the Amun in front of Mishum Gamliel. Va'asak Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, and he did like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. He did like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri in our Mishnah. So meaning where he included Malchios together with Kedushas Hashem, not with Kedush Sayom. Samla Rav Shimon lo yinogin ken b'yavna. So Rav Shimon Gamliel said to him, that's not what we used to do in Yavna, that wasn't our minhag. Liyom Hasheni yard Rabbi Chanina b'noshel Rabbi Yossi Aglili v'asar Rabbi Akiva. So then the second day, Rabbi Chanina b'noshel Rabbi Yossi Aglili davened for the Amud, and he did like Rabbi Akiva. Akiva. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, kacha yinogin b'yavne. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, ah, that's what we did in Yavne. That's the correct thing to do, like Rabbi Akiva. So it says, well, the memory of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva Sfirle. Do you mean to tell me Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds like Rabbi Akiva? Vamar Rabbi Akiva Malchios and Kedush Sayom Amar Lahu. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Amar Kedush Sayom and Zuchronos Amar Lahu. Rabbi Akiva says that the Malchios gets said together with Kedush Sayom, which means that Kedush Sayom is the fourth bracha Shmon Esrei, is put together with the fourth bracha Shmon Esrei. And we know Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that, granted, it's not together with the third Malchios. Is not in the third bracha of Shemona Esrei, but the Kiddush Sayom is in the fifth bracha of Shemona Esrei. It's in the bracha of Zichronos. So I'm Rabbi Zera Lomar Shetokin LeMalchios. Now the point is, he meant to say that we are Tokeya by Malchios, meaning he disagrees in terms of where the placement of Kiddush Sayom should be. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel does not agree to Rabbi Akiva in terms of where Kiddush Sayom should be, but he does say that by the time you're saying Malchios, there should be Tekios together with Malchios. That Malchios is not part of Kedushas Hashem, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said. Malchios is its own bracha and therefore gets tkios. So we had mentioned in this brisa that Liyom Hasheni Yared Rabbi Chanina, that on the second day of Yantiv, Rabbi Chanina led the tfilos and he did like Rabbi Akiva, and that made Rabbi Shimon Gamliel very happy. My Sheni, what do you mean the second day of Yantiv? Ile mi Yom Tov Sheni, if you mean to say literally the second day of Yantiv, Lememer Dabru La Elul, does that mean that Elul had 30 days that year? I thought from the days of Ezra and on, we never found Elul to have 30 days. So how could it be that there was ever a Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah? Elul only had 29 days every single year. So there never would have been a Yom Tov Sheni. No, Sheni means the second time that they were celebrating Rosh Hashanah, which means the next year. That's what Sheni means. The next year, the second year that Rosh Hashanah was the Rav of the community or whatever, where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was able to comment about what the minog used to be in Yavne. Now the Aruch Lener points out, what kind of kasha? Lememer dibru al elul. Maybe it was when they were waiting for Edom and the Edom came late, and therefore, like we said in the Mishnah, Daf Lamed, that nagu osa yom kodesh lemachr kodesh. If the Edom came late, turns out that elul was in fact not ubar, right? Because the Edom did show up that day, but since they came after the zman mincha, so we can't accept the Edom after the zman mincha, because so he says, no, you can't suggest that, because this Maisa was during the times of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who was the son of the Rabbi Gamliel of Yavne, and the Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed before that. And once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misakin to be Mekabel Eidus HaChodesh Kol Hayom. That was one of the Tekanos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that there was no such thing as the Edom coming too late, because once there was no Beis HaMikdash, we're not worried about Neskal Kol Alevi and Bashir. So no matter how late the Edom come, we accept them and we make that day Kodesh, and the next day is not Kodesh. So it was already at a time in history where we would not have made the next day Kodesh if we were not Ma'aber Elul. That's why we're assuming that we could not have been Ma'aber Elul, and it must be Yom Sheni means the next year. Now it's also interesting, the way this story happens is that literally from one year to the next, and the Gemara even has a Havamina, that from one day to the next, that in the same shul, you had two different people davening, and they went with two different nuskos of tefillah entirely. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about a person who grew up davening Nusach Sfard, and then he finds himself in a Nusach Ashkenaz minyan. Should he raise his children to say to daven Nusach Ashkenaz, so it'll be less confusing for them? So it was Davka asked Rav Moshe in that way, switching from Nusach Sfard to Nusach Ashkenaz. So Rav Moshe, as a good litvak, says, what do you mean? Whoever told your Zaydi to switch to Nusach Sfard? Nusach Ashkenaz was the original Nusach, so someone did something off, someone changed, so you should change back. Of course it's appropriate to change back to Nusach Ashkenaz. So, meaning he assumed that it was inappropriate in the first place to change to Nusach Sfard. So the Hasidic Poskim have what to say about that, obviously, and they don't think that's so correct. So the Divrei Chaim, the Sanzer, points out in his tshuva in Chelik Beis Simin Ches, he says, you see from our Gemara that a minor change in Nusach is not the biggest deal in the world. That to make a slight alteration, meaning over here it seems like more than a minor change in Nusach, that they went from the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, of where you're even going to mention Malchios, and apparently that was okay to change the nusach. That was perfectly fine to change the nusach from one day to the next, or from 1 year to the next. So he says a minor change in nusach is not gonna be so earth shattering. Shouldn't make such a big difference. Okay, so I mean, it does make a big difference once it becomes the minhag, and then you should keep the minhag. But he's saying to make that initial change wasn't such a big deal. So you can go with the more what the Chassidish poskim assume is the more impactful nusach, because they assume that the nusach svard or nusach hari is the nusach that works in all of the sha'arim. That there are different sha'arim that yud beis sha'arim that our tefillos can go through, but there's one that's a key that fits every door. It's the master key up in Shemaim. So that's the assumption that they make. So if you're allowed to change the nusach, you might as well change to that one. Okay, says the Mishnah. Ein pochsin me'asor, malchios me'asor, zichronos me'asora, shofros. You have to have 10 psukim that talk about malchios, 10 psukim that talk about zichronos, and 10 psukim that talk about shofros. Rabbi Yochman Uriomer, im omar, gimel mikulan, yatsa. If you have three of all of them, then you yotze. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. Does that mean three of Torah, three of Nevi'im, three of Ksuvim, and therefore you have nine by malchios, nine by zichronos, nine by shofros? Or does it mean one of Torah, one of Nevi'im, one of Ksuvim, and therefore you have three malchios, three zichronos, three shofros? So how big of a machlokas is this? We'll see in a moment. Hani asar malchios connected me. Why is it? What made us choose the number 10? That we should have 10 malchios, dafka 10 psukim of malchios. It's interesting that that's our girsa. Hani asar malchios connected me. We didn't just say 10 malchios. We said 10 everything, 10 zichronos and 10 shofros as well. So if you have our girsa, you have that kasha of why don't we say zichronos and shofros as well connected me. So the Rishonim quote that from the Yerushalmi that Asar Zichronos is connected Asar Viduyin, that Yeshayo and Avi said, and Asar Shofros is connected Shiva Kvasim, Par va'ayil v'sa'ir, the different karbonos hayom. But the gears of many Rishonim is that hani asara kenegan mi, that they take out the word malchios, that we're just asking in general asara kenegan mi. Why do we have 10 psukim for all of these, for malchios, achronos, and shofros? So the Gemara is going to give three suggestions of where the number 10 comes from. Amar, what does it change to? Rav. So the Gemara says, so opinion number one is Rabbi Levi. Oh, okay. I'm Rabbi Levi. Kineged Asara Ilulim Shomer David B'Sefer Tehillim. It corresponds to the 10 Ilulim that David HaMelech says in Sefer Tehillim. The 10 times in all of Sefer Tehillim that Hallelu or something like that comes up. So Hilulim Tuva Havu. Have you seen Sefer Tehillim? There's a lot more than 10 in Sefer Tehillim. So Hanuk Tuxibu Halu B'Toka Shofar. So no, in that one chapter of Tehillim we have Halu B'Toka Shofar Halu B'Nevuchinar. So in the one that mentions B'Toka Shofar, in that one chapter of Tehillim there are 10 Hilulim, so that's why it's connected those 10 Hilulim, because we talk about the shofar. Rabbi Yosef Amar, a second possibility of where the number 10 comes from, connected Aseres Dibros, probably what we would have said. Who knows 10? We know 10. 10 are the Aseres Dibros, Shenamru, Lo L'Moshe B'Sinai, that were said to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, connected Aser Ma'amaros, Shebehen Nivra Olam, that it corresponds to the 10 Ma'amaros that the world was created with. So, hey Ninu, what are these 10 ma'amaros that we talk about? Vayomer de Bereshis Tesavu, if you count up the times it says Vayomer in the Bria Solom in Bereshis, it really only says it 9 times in the course of the Bria. So, Bereshis Nami Maimerhu, the Gemara says, yeah, but the word Bereshis is also one of the ma'amaros. Tchsiv Bidvar Hashem Shemaim Na'asu, because the Pasuk says that the Shemaim was created Bidvar Hashem. So, you see that Bereshis also counts as one of the ma'amaros. It's interesting that the Gemara says, how can you have 10 ma'amaros? We only count 9. We're asking it as a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it's connected to 10 ma'amaros. Rabbi Yochanan didn't invent the concept of 10 ma'amaros. The idea of 10 ma'amaros is a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos already says that by Asar ma'amaros, Nivra ha'olam. So why is this a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan more than it's a kasha on anyone else? And the Sefer Yom Trua, he says, maybe based on the Zohar, that the Maimar Asiri is Vayomer Lo Tov Hayos Adam Levado Esalo Ezer Kinect. That if we're going to look at Asar Ma'amaros, so it could be that would count as one of the Asar Ma'amaros. But Rabbi Yochanan is trying to say that Shebahen Nivra Ha'olam, that with the Ma'amaros, the world was created. So it sounds like the Ma'amarim themselves have some sort of pu'ula that's nogeya to Briyas Ha'olam, to the actual Briyas Ha'olam. So that would disqualify Vayomer Lo Tov Hayos Adam Levado, that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making Nezer Kenegdo. That's not about the Briyas HaOlam. So Mela, it would turn out that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you need another Maimer. So that Kasha is not a Kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah might assume like the Zohar, that Maimer of Ezer Kenegdo counts as a Maimer. We're asking in Rabbi Yochanan that it can't count as a Maimer. So where do we get the 10 from? Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Yomer, Imamar Shalosh Shalosh Mikulin Yatza. Then Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Shita in the Mishnah was that if you say 3 of each, you're also Yotze. So Yibayilahu, Hechi Katani, what does Rabbi Yochanan Nuri mean to say? Shalosh Min HaTorah, Shalosh Min HaNavim, Shalosh Min HaKesubim Davu Tesha, Vika B'nai Uchada. Does he mean to say that you need 3 each from Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim for each Malchus, Achorus, and Shofros, and therefore Malchus, Achorus, and Shofros each get 9 Pesukim? So the whole difference between Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and Tanakama is 1 Pasuk by Malchus, 1 Pasuk by Zechorus, 1 Pasuk by Shofros. Odilma Echon Min HaTorah, Ve'echon Min HaNavim, Ve'echon Min HaKesubim Davu Shalosh, Vika B'nai Tuba. Or maybe he means to say it's 1 Pasuk of Torah, 1 Pasuk of Navi, 1 Pasuk of Ksuvim, and therefore Malchios is 3 Pesukim total, Zichron is 3 Pesukim total, Shofros 3 Pesukim total, which is a 7 Pasuk differential with the Tanakama on each Bracha. So Tashma says, Gemara will bring a Raya. The Tanya, the Brisa expounds on this a little more, and the Brisa says, Ein Pochsin Me'asar, Malchios Me'asar, Zichron is Me'asar, Shofros. Tanakama says you need at least 10 Pesukim of each. V'yamamar, Sheva Mikula, Nyatza Keneged Sheva Rukiyin. And if you say 7 of each of them, so that's also good, because that corresponds to the 7 Rukim. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Omer, Hapoches lo yivchos misheva, a person should not do less than 7 lechatchila, v'yamamar shalosh mikulin yotza, but 3, you're also yotze. Now the Brisa clearly has a different presentation of Rabbi Yochanan Nuri's opinion, because the Mishnah never mentioned anything about 7, and certainly the Mishnah, when presenting Rabbi Yochanan Nuri's opinion, did not sound like 3 was a bidyeved. The Brisa makes sound like 3 is a bidyeved, but just by the way that it's throwing around these numbers, we could tell what kind of system we're working with. Meaning, if it says 7, clearly Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri doesn't mean that you need 7 of Torah, 7 of Nevi'im, 7 of Ksuvim, and therefore you'd have 21 Pesukim of Malchios, 21 of Zichronos, 21 of Shofros. Clearly he means 7 in total for Malchios. So therefore when he says 3, he must also mean 3 in total for Malchios. So where does 3 come from? Keneged Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. V'armila keneged Koran, Nevi'im, Yisraelim. Either keneged Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, or keneged Koran, Nevi'im, Yisraelim. But the bottom line is, we do see that that when he says Shalosh, he means 1 from Torah, 1 from Nevi'im, 1 from Ksuvim. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So he says that we paskin like the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Good, new Mishnah. Ein maskirin shel peranos. When we mention Malchus Psukim or Malchus Achronos Shofros, we have to be careful to avoid using Psukim of peranos. Psukim that we talk about Hashem punishing us and things that should make us upset or sad. So maskil b'toru mashlim b'navi. And when we order, when we arrange the Psukim in each bracha, we should start with Psukim from the Torah and end with Psukim from the Navi. Sounds like Suvim gets sandwiched in between the Psukim from the Torah and the Psukim from the Navi. Rabbi Yossi Amar and Hishlim B'Torah Yotza. Rabbi Yossi says you Yotze if you're Mashlim B'Torah as well. You don't have to be Mashlim, but you don't have to be Mashlim B'Navi. Now Tosis points out it's a little bit strange to have such an order. Torah, Ksuvim, Unavim. Normally we always assume it's Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. In fact, the Gemara always has the expression, Dovrzeh, Kosov, Batorah, Vishanoi, B'Nevi'im, Mishulash, B'Ksuvim. That Nevi'im comes before Ksuvim. So there is discussion in the Achronim what exactly it is that differentiates Nevi'im from Ksuvim. One thing we know that it's not, what differentiates Nevi'im from Ksuvim is who the authors were, because it's the same authors for much of it. So you can't say that it's that certain authors were Nevi'im and other authors wrote books of Ksuvim. You have the same authors for many of the books of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So that can't be what it is. So what differentiates Nevi'im and Ksuvim? But whatever differentiates Nevi'im and Ksuvim, apparently Nevi'im is on a slightly higher level. We always say Nevi'im before Ksuvim. It could be that Nevi'im was given over as a Nevuah, not only to be recorded and written as a Nevuah Shel Shechol Doros, but also to be said at the time, whereas Ksuvim was given over to be written. It could be that Nevuah was written Nevuah, but not and Ksuvim was not written b'Nevuah, but was written b'Ruach HaKodesh, which is a slightly lower level than Nevuah. But again, whichever explanation you want to give, Nevi'im comes before Ksuvim. So Tosa says, Yishlamar Mishum Dekraide Tehillim Mishle V'Iyav Kadma L'Nevi'im, that when we say the Pesukim in Malchus Achron Shofros, we're going chronologically, what was written first. And many of the Pesukim in Ksuvim were actually written earlier than the Pesukim in Nevi'im, as we mentioned before. Many of the same authors, David HaMelech Rotz Sevetim. So many of the Psukim Ksuvim come earlier, and therefore Eov could have been B'yimei Moshe. The Gemara has one opinion. So since there's so many Psukim in Ksuvim that come before the Psukim in Nevi'im, that's why we mention the Psukim in Ksuvim first. Now Rabbi Yossi's Shita, we said, is that if you're mashlim b'torah, you yotzei. So the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yossi holds that you have to be mashlim b'torah, not just that b'diavad you yotzei if you're mashlim b'torah. So the Rishonim explain that according to the Tanakhama, we put ksuvim before Nevi'im. So according to Rabbi Yossi, we also put ksuvim before Nevi'im. So you say three psukim of Torah, three psukim of ksuvim, three psukim of Nevi'im, and then one last pasuk of Torah. Because we don't find that there's machlokes Rabbi Yossi in the Tanakhama about that, about the order of Torah, ksuvim, and then Nevi'im. It's just about what you end with. So the Ran explains that the reason it goes this way is because Malam B'Kodesh Vein Meridin. So you maskil B'Torah because that's the appropriate thing to start with, and then you do Ksuvim because it's not Shaykh to do Malam B'Kodesh once you already did Torah. So you go back down to the lowest level, to the Ksuvim, and then you're Mala. You go from Ksuvim to Nevi'im to Torah, and you finish off with Torah at the end, with one pasuk of Torah at the end. The Ramban writes that according to Rabbi Yossi, it has to be that even according to Rabbi Yossi, you're maskil B'shal Torah, even though he says the last pasuk started has to be that you're maskil B'shal Torah, and he brings a riot from the fact that the Gemara says that that we only find three psukim of Malchios in the Torah, the Gemara is going to ask. So the Chara, how do you know that you need more than three psukim of Malchios? Who says from the Torah itself? It must be that Rabbi Yossi is working with the assumption that you start off with three psukim of Torah and you finish with the fourth pasuk of Torah, so there needs to be more than three psukim of Torah. So it says the Gemara, Malchios Kigon Chai Aninu Um Hashem Elokim in Lo Biyad Chazak of Zoran Tio V'Chei Meshvucha Emloch Aleichem. We're trying to give examples. Where do you find, the Mishnah said, avoid Psukim of Pranius. So where do we find Psukim of Malchus, of Chronos, and Shofros that are Pranius? Which Psukim should I avoid? So that's what we're giving examples for. The Avagav Dam Rav Nachman Kol Kiai Ritcha Lirtach Chuch Brichu Alon V'Lifrukunan, and even though V'Lifrukinan, and even though Rav Nachman says that this type of anger that Hashem says is good because it will hasten our geula, kiven de beritcha amar etkri beritcha brei shasa lo matkrinan. Yeah, but still, it's Hashem's anger, and we don't want to bring up Hashem's anger on Rosh Hashanah, so we avoid it. Zichron zikaron kigon veyiskor bo basar hema v'gomer. That's also a pasuk of Peronos that relates to Zichronos. Shofar kigon tiku shofar begiva. Also a pasuk of Peronos that relates to Shofros. Avlim balom or malch zichron v'shofar shal Peronos shal of de kuchavim omer. But if you want to say a pesukim of malch zichronos and Shofros that have Peronos of Ovdei Kochavim, so then that's fair game. That's that we encourage. Malchus Kigon Hashem Elch Yugzuamim or Kigon Hashem Elch Olam Ve'ed of Dugayim Me'artso. Those are Peronos of Ovdei Kochavim that we can say. Zichron Kigon Zachar Hashem Levnei Edom. Shofar Kigon Vashem Elchim B'Shofar Yitakov Halach Lasaras Teiman. Now the clear impression you get from the Gemara is that there was no standard nusach, meaning that you just had to find psukim that fit the bill, and we're just going through which psukim you could say and which psukim you can't say. Uksiv Hashem Tzvokas Yogin Aleim. Another rule that we have to keep in mind is that when we're doing zichronos, it should never be a zikaron that only affects the individual, even if it's latova, even if it's not peranos. Kigon zachreni Hashem beritzon amcha, kigon zachroli elokai latova. Pikdonos harein kizichronos. Another rule is that you don't need the word zikaron to have zichronos. It could also use the lashonos of pikdonos because that also means zikaron. Kigon v'zeh pakara v'Hashem pakara sara. That Hashem was pakad asara means Hashem was zocher sara, so that counts as zikaron. Ukigon pakod pakadti aschem. Div Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer einon kizikaron. So Rabbi Yehuda says no, pakadti is not the same, or Hashem pakad pikdonos are not the same as zichronos. They're different things, and therefore it doesn't count. There are different explanations why it wouldn't count. The Marshal explains that even though pakida and zichira mean the same thing, but there's a difference. Pakida is something that's mugbal is man, that's limited to a certain time. Ubiyom pakti, matasu liyom pikuda. But zechira is something that's nimshach, something that extends constantly and has no set time. And therefore, v'zeh zechri, l'zichron l'fnei Hashem tamid, zachar al tishkach. It's something that's a constant, more consistent thing. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says we need to have the greatest kind of zikaron and not pikdonos. Rabbi Yossi, nihinami de pikdonos, harein kizichronos, v'Hashem pakar esar pikadno diachru. He says, but I got a problem with Hashem pakar Hakara Sarah, because that's only because that's only mentioning, that's only remembering an individual. It's only Sarah. And says the Gemara, no, the Avos and Imos are never an individual. Kivin Dasa Rabim Mina Kirabim Damya. Since many come from her, she's like a Rabim. Susha Mreshech. You know, we'll pick up with that tomorrow. I know we fell behind. We did it on purpose because it's a short Lamed Hay this week. Oh, yeah.